CEPI can develop new vaccines to fight epidemics, but it needs global funding. Vaccines are a vital part of fighting epidemics, but developing new ones is challenging, costly, and complex. The Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovation, CEPI, is a new model for funding vaccine development which could drastically change the way we tackle epidemics. A collaboration between government, industry, philanthropy and civil society, CEPI, launched in January 2017 at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Its aim is to finance and coordinate development of vaccines against known and unknown infectious diseases so they can be used to contain outbreaks before they become emergencies. CEPI was formed in response to expert reports into the 2013-16 Ebola outbreak, calling for a new system to stimulate vaccine development based on collective action and partnerships across sectors and countries. Dr. Charlie Weller, Wellcome's head of vaccines, says, "Ebola and Zika have shown epidemic diseases remain a grave threat to world health. When Ebola struck in 2013-16, the global community was not prepared. Potential vaccines existed, but critically, they had not been tested for safety, which delayed assessment of their effectiveness to protect against Ebola. Many more diseases exist which are known epidemic threats, but for which we don't have vaccines. CEPI is our chance to learn from the past and work together to prevent future epidemic tragedy." CEPI's mandate. CEPI has six disease targets: Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS, Lassa fever, Nipah disease X, Rift Valley fever, chikungunya. The aim is to develop promising vaccine candidates against each known pathogen, up to and including phase 2 clinical trials. Then, if an outbreak occurs, the candidate vaccines can be tested on the ground to quickly determine whether they are effective at containing the disease. CEPI also hopes to shorten the time it takes to develop new vaccines to protect against viruses that emerge suddenly as public health threats. This includes known pathogens for which no vaccines have been created, such as Zika, and unknown ones, the so-called disease X. And CEPI will capitalize on exciting developments in adaptable vaccine technology and invest in facilities that could respond quickly to previously unknown pathogens. In response to its initial calls for proposals, CEPI has so far agreed several partnerships with researchers and companies around the world. These are the start of CEPI's product development portfolio. More investment needed. Co-founded by the governments of Norway and India, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Wellcome and the World Economic Forum, CEPI was built on a strong global mandate. It is an unprecedented collaboration that spans across academia, public health agencies, industry, and philanthropic and government funders. It is also innovative in its approach to funding, building partnerships with vaccine developers that share both the risks and benefits of vaccine development when traditional market incentives have failed. With growing support from donors across the world, CEPI has raised $740 million of its $1 billion funding target. Wellcome is joining existing funders in calling on other governments, philanthropic organizations and companies to add their support. If the world isn't prepared for epidemics, it could cost the global economy up to $600 billion in a decade. Alongside the human cost of epidemics, this far outweighs the investment needed in initiatives like CEPI. Dr. Jeremy Farrar, Wellcome director, says, "We know from Ebola, Zika and SARS that epidemics are among the significant threats we face to life, health and prosperity. Vaccines can protect us, but we've done too little to develop them as an insurance policy. CEPI is our chance to learn the lessons of recent tragedies and outsmart epidemics with new vaccine defenses. If others join us in supporting CEPI, we can realize our goal of creating a safer world." Related content.